We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8-Man Cave Monday, everybody. Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you from the Twin Peaks in Davie. It's presented to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. Accident, contact attorney Bobby Nunez for a free consultation by going to AccidentLawFirm.com. Good afternoon, boys.
What up?
How are you?
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
How was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Saw you took my advice. Was very proud of you. I imagine that went over well.
What was
You're
the
welcome.
Advice?
I told him for wifey's birthday,
yep.
You got to have the sentimental social media post. You get sappy.
Yep.
You throw a little cheese on it.
Yep.
And they're going to eat that up like a bunch of goldfish.
Yep. He did it. I saw it.
Yep. Yep. Had to go over.
Is that what we got to do now, really?
That's fine.
The mandatory social media post?
Have to.
Yes, Robbie.
If you don't, you're left out.
But what if you don't have social media?
Them's the rules. Then activate one.
Make a fake one just to wish your wife a happy birthday every year?
Correct.
Correct, yes.
Correct.
Well,
2019.
Look, the weekend was cool. She was happy. The good thing is she does, like, everything for everybody. So it's hard when you say, hey, what do you want to do for your birthday? She says, nothing that requires me to clean. So, like, that eliminates half the stuff that I do.
Right.
Right? So we did, what do you call it? We did the escape room.
Except you didn't escape.
Let me explain something to you. If that was a movie, we would all die.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. None of us were the stars of any movie. Because here's the problem. There's seven of us. There was another family, and there was four of us, right? And you have to watch this video. And then you don't even know when to start. So finally, we start looking around. There's stuff everywhere, clues everywhere. But what happens is you, like me and the other dad, Jay, we say, okay, we'll do this. So we start doing this or whatever. And then two other people go do over there. And then somebody else does that. And you have to multitask and then bring it all together and figure it out and then move on. Well, everybody's paying attention to everybody else's stuff.
Right.
So they looking at us and going, no, that's not what you need to do. Here's what you need to do. I say, hey, stay in your lane.
Oh.
You are in charge of the tablets over there. Why don't you go do tablets?
So nobody wanted to just do their role.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indies. So yeah, what ended up happening is
you had escape room Dion Waiters.
And then you have this angel in the sky. He's like asking little questions to try to egg you along, right? Now, we spent 40 minutes in the first little room, barely got open the door you got to go through, then through a tunnel and what have you. I'm like, there's no way we're going to get through this. And, like, by the time the guy explained what we had to do to get through it, it was like we would have been there another 2 hours.
Damn.
So, but it was fun. Once you figure it out, it's exciting. But at the same time, yeah, man, I want to do it again, but we're going to have to set some different parameters this time because we had way too many chiefs.
Texter writes in, people who wish their significant others or kids happy birthday or anniversary on social media are the biggest bleeps on earth. Tell them in person.
Now, normally, I would agree with you. Okay, but we live in a society right now where your wife already knows, right? Your wife knows what you think about her or whatever. It's almost like one of those things where you are letting everybody else know.
Correct.
And that is what's appealing to your wife.
That's right.
And you also have to have it in writing to get official credit. Else it didn't happen.
Correct.
Says the guy who's been married how many times, Robbie?
Well, apparently that's the thing, though. You gotta put it out there in writing so that you get credit.
Trust me, Robbie. When you lose 1 month's mortgage on some 10-team parlay, you're going to want these extra credits to fall back on.
Correct.
Right. Now, this question has to be asked. Beast, I assume you probably do this, too. Every year you wish your wife happy birthday on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever copy and paste previous year's happy birthday wishes?
No.
It had to be asked.
No. Wait, here's what I remember. There's a couple of things that women remember, right? Without doubt, they remember every time you screwed up, every time you didn't do something on a special day, right. Every time you forgot, and what you got them or wrote for them in previous
correct
days.
Well, the beauty of Facebook is it has the memories.
Right.
So yes. once midnight hits, you can go back and see your previous work. Sometimes you got to be like Greg Maddux. Like sometimes you got to hit the black, and sometimes you got to just change it up and pull the string on it. So sometimes you go heavy and sappy with a lot of posts. Sometimes you hit them with a one-line quitter. Just boom, boom, boom. Oh, that was right to the point. You got to just know where to change speeds on this, Robbie. It's almost like crafting a perfect game.
Oh, taking notes.
Somebody said, the wife and I deactivated our social media accounts after we got married. Best thing we ever did. That's not because you don't want to leave a messages. That's because the messages that will come to you, brother.
Yeah, sounds like you were too tempted by the booty models.
Hey, we all, look.
Hey,
yo, it's all fun and games until someone slides into those DMs.
Right, word of the wise, sir, Svetlana doesn't really want to go have a night out.
Hello.
Let's get the headlines.
Okay.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Always super aggressive too when Svetlana has Natasha in the group DM.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, let's calm it down, all right, ladies.
Go
bother Yager.
Big news on the Heat front. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready for it?
Yeah.
Duncan Stroganson survives the big guaranteed date. He's going to be
damn.
On the team.
Hot damn.
He will jump to $1 million for the upcoming season.
The stroke yoke.
He'll probably, that makes it, he's probably going to make the roster unless he's traded.
Or unless they.
Uh-oh, I know where he's going.
Well, okay, so I'm just going to read a Barry Jackson tweet.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just reading the tweet.
On yourself.
Okay, I'm just reading the tweet. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barry's tweet can also get -1. I just want you to know.
No. Okay, that's fine. You give -1 to the tweet, that's fine. The Heat can keep Duncan Robinson. This is the tweet, not me. The Heat can keep Duncan Robinson, as they will, Kendrick Nunn, as they likely will, and Yante Mayton, and come in just below the $138.9 million hard cap. But if they keep all three, there is no room to sign anyone else to a standard contract under the hard cap. That would include somebody else.
What does he say? He
says Haslam.
Udonis Haslam. Mm-hmm. Come on. There's an 800
-1.
There's 800-pound elephant in the room. I'm just stating the obvious.
-1.
All right. Well, listen, Yante, it's been nice.
Oh, so you would – let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You would get rid of Mayton.
Yep.
To keep Udonis on the end of the bench.
It's been nice. See you later.
Okay.
See you later.
I wonder what your team would look like.
-1.
I didn't say anything.
Implication.
I'm getting preempted -1s.
See you later.
Here. I'd be amazed. Like, throughout the years, I'm talking football and basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the makeup of one of your rosters.
Grit. Culture.
Grit and culture don't win games. Talent wins games.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm not stressing Udonis Haslam with it right now. He's in God knows what ocean with Dwayne Wade.
Oh, that's great.
You
know. Oh, yeah. They're over in Italy or Greece or somewhere.
Hey, so I'm going to just put this out there. Okay. What happens is when he come back and Cam starts, they're going to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
I think they can only afford 13 because they're hard capped.
All done.
-1.
I thought they have to have 14 by like 30 days into the season.
I thought it was 13.
No, they can start with 13, but by 30 days into the season, you have to add a 14th.
That makes it even go ahead, Robbie, hit it.
Minus one.
These rules are stupid.
We have one other news story to get to that I think is important because we love the
supposed to just tie away 16 years of culture because of a hard cap.
Well,
ridiculous.
I mean, what has Yonte Maton done, really?
Nothing.
Okay, good. Get that guy out of here.
He's done the same thing that Udonis done
minus one
in the same time frame.
Oh, minus really? One.
Did he have a double-double last year?
Nope.
Hey,
to close
let me
out
ask you a question.
Career?
Let me ask you a question.
Did he close out the Wade triple-double?
Hold on, question. This is an honest question. I want you to look on UD's – when was the last time he played 200 minutes in a season?
Minus
a season.
One.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this, an audit?
I'm just saying.
Hey, can we get to just one other thing, and I know this is close to Tobin. Pernell Whitaker, longtime
Sweet Pea.
Yeah, I mean, amazing boxer. Passed away, hit by a car yesterday in Virginia Beach.
Jesus.
55 years old.
That's a tough way to go.
That is not good.
Yeah, man. He's known as one of the greatest defensive fighters of all time, kind of Mayweather before Mayweather.
He was a lefty, right, southpaw?
Yeah, it was it's tough news, man. A lot of the boxing community is mourning. Mayweather actually just took a picture with him. He just posted up on Instagram a picture that he took with him like 2 weeks ago. So it was kind of odd.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Real bummer. Four division champion, gold medalist in 84. Robbie thought that UFC champion Robert Whittaker died when he saw the news story today.
Although, given like you know how Robert Whittaker like randomly pulled, like he almost died with that surgery that he had. Remember that? He had to have that emergency hernia surgery, that fight.
Yeah.
And given his injury luck, that's why I was a bit like, you know, that was my first reaction when I saw that headline. Because all it said is former champion Whittaker dies. That's all it said. And I didn't know if Whittaker was still the champion anymore because I thought he had lost the title when he had pulled out of the last fight.
No, he's having an undisputed middleweight championship coming up in the fall.
Robbie, he hasn't fought in.
That was my first thought when I saw the headline. I don't know what you want me to do. I saw former champion Whittaker dead. That's what I thought. That was the first guy that came to my mind.
All right.
Crazy. All right. When we come back, we'll get into a little bit of what's going on with the Heat. Got some nuggets this weekend on Chris Paul, where things stand there, Bradley Beal and the Wizards talks and all that stuff, so we'll get to that on the other side.
Now, everybody, have you heard? Duncan's in the game, hitting strokes like Bird. It don't need no rhythm to shoot a shot. This white boy's ballin' real now, yeah. He flicks his right hand up, it's another make. Puts it on the wood, it makes your ankles break. Spread the floor solution, you got the green light. In a situation, he's got beads of ice.
Duncan strokes three.
Thanks, Mike Miller, you move mighty well.
Duncan strokes three.
Sir. Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Duncan Robinson is guaranteed to be on the Heat regular season roster, should he not be traded for Bradley Beal, of course.
Are you serious?
It's presented by AccidentLawFirm.com. Accident contact attorney Bobby Nunez for a free consultation by going to AccidentLawFirm.com. Everybody's getting out here, man. It is a packed Twin Peaks at Davie. Still some space, though, left to get on out here. Get yourself a dirty blonde, naughty brunette right now. Is it a frosty 29.7?
Yeah.
Very Ooh. Chill. Very chill. Happy hour starting up at about 2 o'clock later on today. But, yeah, Duncan Robinson, he is now guaranteed to the Heat roster. And it's got, you know, as much as it doesn't seem like there is any drama, there is because of the hard cap on the Miami Heat on whether or not they are going to go with the Young Bucks or if there is going to be space for Udonis Haslem. And maybe Haslem's in already told people he's done. I mean, he did have that whole battle post. Who knows? We don't really know, Leroy. But one thing.
We know.
Oh, we don't know.
We know.
We don't know.
Well,
do you know if he's coming back or not? Not your
minus
snarky,
one.
Not your snarky little grumble opinion. I'm saying, do you know that he's made the decision to come back or not?
I mean, sometimes in life, young Tobin, you don't make that decision. Your body does, or someone else makes it for you.
Minus one.
So, like, he might have said, hey, I want to come back. And they said, hey, play.
Minus one.
15 spots.
Minus one.
We got 16 players. We're not keeping a guy that hasn't played 200 minutes in.
Minus one.
7 years.
Very disappointed in the direction you're taking this.
I'm just saying. Wait a minute. Can he still be a part of the Heat organization?
Yes.
Absolutely. Not questioning that. Not saying that. Do you want his leadership and his Heat culture around the facility? Yes.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Yep.
But are you willing to cut? You'd be willing to get rid of Mayton to
yes.
keep UD on the end 1,000%.
Of
the bench? 1,000%. All right, you guys are idiots.
Minus one.
Who is Yante Mayton?
Yeah, what is Yante Mayton done?
Who is Yante Mayton?
Okay, Yante Mayton. UD was the same thing. Somebody was saying that about UD. UD didn't go. He wasn't drafted. He just come in and guns a-blazing?
Nah, not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
Not the same thing.
Like, for everything that you praise UD about, it's warranted, okay? But based on where he came from.
So you think that he should just go off and it's like he should just accept Circle of Life?
Look, here's what I think. What you guys fail to realize is that how UD came up through the organization, how he worked himself in, how he made himself what he is today and has been for the Heat organization, okay? He started where these guys, Mayton, where, then you know, the guys on the end of the bench, the guys who just, you know, he started that way. Mm-hmm. So it would just seem to me, right, to me, ironic that you guys want to keep UD and not let UD flourish.
I mean, how many of those guys turned into Udonis Haslam, though? Like, what are we talking about here? How many of them? Turned into the Dirk Stopper. How many? Not too many. All right, for every Udonis, you know, there's another Dexter Pittman. There's another.
No, Dexter
dude.
Pittman was a first rounder, though.
Yeah, regrettably.
Yeah. I don't think he was. I think he was like a second rounder because I don't think he had first round picks at that time.
Oh, okay.
He was a no rounder, is what he was.
But still.
Did give that one elbow.
Do you understand that you're wanting to keep a guy by stopping another guy to come up the same way UD did?
That's right.
And you're fine with that?
Yeah.
What if somebody had done that when UD was coming through?
What? There were no other UDs.
What? No, you didn't know that.
You're talking about fiction.
You didn't know that when UD was coming through.
No, like there.
You would have been saying, "Hey,
there was.
Why
no,
not? Let's see what this young UD could do while we."
So, like for example, PJ Brown was just like hanging around, just on last legs for Heat culture.
If he was, you'd be like, "Hey, let's see this UD guy. Let's give him some more minutes."
PJ Brown, he didn't have any rings with the Heat. All right.
Oh,
he got a great toss of Charlie Ward. That's great, but he's not the Dirk Stopper. Sorry, special cases.
Oh, my goodness.
Special scenarios. Now, in good news.
Wow, somebody said, hey, guys, Texter here.
We didn't know.
Just texting to give Leroy a minus one.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
Minus one.
Now, in good news, in my opinion.
Yes.
Doesn't appear the Heat are very interested in Chris Paul. Thank God.
Woo!
Thank God.
You know what?
Thank God.
You know what?
How do you know this?
That's what Sports Buzzin's saying. He's saying it's all nonsense.
Oh, okay, good.
Like OKC is desperate to move him. The Heat
unless OKC comes in the big Petrelli, please
give your draft pick back.
Please, we give you old draft picks. Please, Pet, bail us out. If that's you know what they're trying to do this weekend, because you know they're getting they're like, oh well, we're okay with keeping Chris Paul if he wants to be here, which you know he doesn't. No, I'm sorry. We're not here as your bailout. Everybody looks at the Heat and they're like, they're desperate for stars. They'll go take anybody, any junk contract. Please, just pour it on them. They'll take it. The Heat want to be relevant so bad. It's like, yeah, they don't want to be a relevant joke. Taking Chris Paul literally on his last legs, and anything that he has left to offer, already minus 25 games when you know he gets right onto that roster.
Well, it's pretty amazing how your demeanor switches.
What do you mean?
How many bullets did we dodge?
Right now, I got us at about 2 Keanu Reeves.
because evidently we dodged that Russell Westbrook.
100%.
Also.
100%. Yeah. Dodged it.
And we dodged Jimmy Butler until we didn't.
May have. We may have, but I don't.
No.
Culture.
Look, wait.
Heat culture.
Are we going to honestly let him get away with? No. I said may have.
Mentidos. Double deuce. Number 22.
I don't like that number, man.
Number 22 in your programs, number one in your heart.
I don't like that number.
Jimmy Buckets. Biscayne Buckets.
I know you so well, and I know exactly where this is going.
Butler Ridge.
You cannot wait. You cannot wait. You cannot wait.
The Butler did it.
You gonna bail in a heartbeat. How we feel about Gogi? Are we still good with Gogi?
Yeah, we love Gogi. Heat culture, man. Heat culture. He's going to sign up a new deal with the suits guy. He's going to look very handsome, nice. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be great, man. He's going to be like, hey, Goron, aren't you happy that you didn't get traded? He goes, you know, what?
Question.
You ever do stress shopping?
What if you could get 2 or 3 first rounders for Chris Paul?
I'll think about it. And then I'll get back to them, maybe. But I don't think that's going to happen because Sam Presti is the human embodiment of a squirrel, and he's hoarding these first-round picks in his tree like acorns. And I'll take 2 or 3 picks on top of the picks that you already have of ours. So if you give us our picks, those don't even count. You give us our picks back, those don't count as picks. So you have to give me 5 picks to take Chris Paul. And you're welcome.
And you got to take back James Johnson and, you know, Kelly Olynyk.
Yep.
Isn't this amazing at where Chris Paul has gone from New Orleans to Clippers to Houston to here, and how it has just...
It's sunk on him, man.
You don't think he can make a little comeback?
You can make, a little comeback at $45 million a pop?
No. Look, the money is irrelevant. Can he be a contributor?
It's not irrelevant.
But what I'm saying is if he can play, the money becomes irrelevant.
It's not irrelevant. Here's why. He could play. He played well his first year with James Harden, and James Harden told him to take a hike.
No.
He did.
James Harden didn't tell him to take a hike. James Harden wouldn't share.
No. James Harden told Houston, hey, tell the old man here with his rubber band hamstrings, take a hike.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what happened.
Now he's, just out of curiosity.
Yep.
How do you think these BFFs going to work out?
Russell Westbrook and James Harden?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because one likes the ball and can't shoot.
I don't know. It's fake propaganda because we know that Russell Westbrook wanted to be with the Heat, not the Rockets. So, what do I care how they're going to work out? Oh, he wanted to be there the whole time. It's like, all right, well... His Instagram account says otherwise.
Oh, his Instagram account. Gotta believe that. Woo!
Nobody
really?
Let me tell you something. Instagram is a window into the soul. No one's lying. All right? How many perfect asses have you liked accidentally on Instagram?
None.
0.0.
Right.
0.0. You want to know why? Because as soon as you like that Instagram ass, that's your ass that you liked. All right?
No, what?
Yup.
Everybody knows it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you got to own that ass.
That's right. It's not, you can't just flippantly like asses on Instagram. That's a faux pas. You ghost like. You like with your eyes and you move on.
No. If
you're... But once you hit that heart, you are stamped in for life.
Right, correct. You've chosen that ass.
Like that Carlos Martinez from the Cardinals. He was doing that.
Oh. Yep. He was a porn liker on Twitter. That's an even heavier commitment. He didn't know there was a wall of secrecy where everybody could see what he was liking. Yep. I'm telling you, man, this isn't a crazy theory.
He has a like trail.
Ooh, somebody said, is CP3 possibly going to be Melo 2.0?
Maybe. But it's mostly because of his salary. I don't think Melo just got ousted because he was washed.
Yeah.
He was washed.
His legs wouldn't bend.
Yep.
I think, Tobin, when you run into Chris Paul at Gatorland, then he's Melo.
Unbelievable.
I still can't believe that at some point, and I'm telling you now, at some point we're going to catch you. And you ain't going to be able to wishy-wash your way out of it. Because we've caught you. I've caught you before.
Nah.
And you try to put the little chicanery on it.
Nope.
Yes.
Like what? Like what? It's never happened. Never.
Might have done. May have dodged.
May have dodged a bullet.
Yeah, that's
but
what
we
you,
may have. We
that's
may
what
have
you
hit
said.
The, yeah, we may have hit the
that's
jackpot.
That's what you said. Oh, we didn't want him anyway. Dodged the bullet there.
May have.
Really?
Yeah.
And how about?
Turns out we were just reloading.
Westbrook.
Oh, we dodged the bullet. 100%.
Really?
100% dodged.
There was nobody leading the charge like you.
Yeah, but I was doing, you know, I looked at myself in the soul and I realized I was doing it for the wrong reasons, you know? Like I was thirsting for relevance and I was thirsting for an old fame. I wasn't really thinking about a basketball standpoint. What about Jimmy Buckets? You know? I wasn't thinking with a clear head. You got Scottie Drip in here. You got Bam.
Best drip here.
It's all coming together.
Here's your problem. And the texter points out. You were listening to Kendrick Perkins.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. What's wrong with that?
Kendrick Perkins said he talked to Westbrook the day after Paul George trade and said the Heat, the best spot.
Yep.
Everybody was pointing to the Heat.
Yeah, what am I supposed to say? So you're calling Kendrick Perkins a liar?
Well, hold on.
He's new Woj.
How is his information any different than Broussard's?
Here's how. He's actually friends with Russell Westbrook.
Oh, okay.
Chris Broussard.
But in that business, the only thing that matters is if you say something, whether it pans out or not. End of discussion.
No.
So he's no different.
That's not true because Kendrick Perkins didn't come in and say, Rockets out. He'll only go to Miami Heat. If he would have said that, then he pulled the Broussard. But he didn't. All he said was, all I can say is, after talking to Russ, I can see him in a Miami Heat jersey.
Oh, wait. How about Kevin Love?
Take it or leave it.
That's like seven white guys.
That's a lot of white people.
Yeah. Are you sure not Boston?
I mean, Boston would love it.
Yep. Boston would trade for Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah. That's such a move they would make.
100%.
Yep.
Yeah, that would stick us with, we got Olynyk.
Yep.
Dunk.
Yep.
Tyler Hero,
yep.
Kevin Love.
Yep.
A lot of white people.
I mean, it's only four.
It's a lot of white people. A lot.
Too bad we don't have Bumpy. It would be four and a half.
Somebody said, is there anybody at your house that ever brings you back to reality?
Nope.
Holy crap, you've been nothing but wrong all day.
Who?
Somebody said that about me. What have I been wrong about? I haven't said anything.
Nah, you said a lot.
You said
like
a lot.
Like what?
The Udonis Haslam slander.
The first half an hour of the show was Udonis.
You love Chris Paul.
I didn't say I love Chris Paul.
Russell Westbrook. You know, you just up there. You like Stan just whiffing left and right.
That slider.
A lot of sliders.
Outside slider. Is he playing baseball yet?
Nope.
He's played 9 games this year.
Nope.
How many? That's more than UD.
You know what he's doing every 2 weeks, though?
Minus one.
You're a bastard. You're a bastard. Go to break. You guys want the real local news sent right to your device? We could do that for you. Just download the radio.com app. Make 7 and I take one of your favorite stations, turn on the notifications, and then bam, all the local South Florida breaking sports news comes right to you. 790 The Ticket is a radio.com sports station. We're here from the Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday. Come on out here. Say hello. Leroy does selfies. All you got to do is just ask him, and he selfies up, man. Man Cave Monday from Twin Peaks in Davie. Brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. Accident, contact attorney Bobby Nunez for a free consultation by going to AccidentLawFirm.com. I saw that the Madden ratings came out for the Miami Dolphins. Boys, have you seen these?
No.
Who would you guess is the highest rated one? I have no idea, but I'm going to guess.
I'm going to guess Kenyon Drake at 87.
Okay.
No. Got to be the cornerback.
Oh, Xavier Howard?
Xavier Howard.
Nope.
Hold on.
Minka? That's
probably a special teamer, a kicker, a punter.
Hold on.
Jason Sanders, 89.
Nope.
Who?
Denny.
Nope, not John Denny. Oh, I wonder what his rating is.
Should be.
That's who UD should be hanging
out with. Rashad Jones, 88.
Him and John Denny should have a show.
Oh, no, Rashad Jones is fourth highest.
He's at, even start.
He's at 83. Do you guys have any more guesses?
Kenny Stills?
Yes.
Whoa.
Kenny Stills, highest rated Dolphin.
At what?
84.
Because he's fast.
84, wow.
That's,
and
yep.
His yards per catch.
84.
Is Madden still cool?
Laramie Tunsil tied at 84.
Wait a minute.
What? What?
Who cares? It's only the skill positions we care about.
No. Left tackle, 84,
the whole
bro.
Team, yeah.
Ratings are ratings.
Xavier Howard is third highest at 83.
Okay.
Tied with Rashad.
It was close.
Wow, nobody even at 85.
Nope.
Man.
Minka fifth highest at 80.
I don't think I was ever old. Well, I don't know what.
Do you want to know who they think the seventh best Dolphin is?
Not really, but sure.
Yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Devontae Parker.
It's amazing because he hasn't played.
Hey, where's Josh Rosen?
I think they're going to be in the 60s, both quarterbacks.
Let's see.
His rating, is it above 60?
Yeah, I think it'll be over 60.
He had a terrible year. He had a terrible year.
Josh Rosen is a 70.
70, okay.
Yep. I don't see a Fitzpatrick.
I'm sitting here doing this.
Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick's
like
a
question.
75.
I have a question. I was starting to feel a little icky about this.
Yeah.
I have no idea what my rating was. Can your rating, can you complain about ratings or laugh at ratings when your rating sucked?
I don't know.
But we know here ratings don't matter.
Point for Robbie. Let's see. Leroy Horde, Madden rating. Let's see. What do we got here?
Please be higher than 84.
So well done.
I have no idea.
Playmakers, classic rosters.
You got to go to Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl.
I think you were around when the Madden started coming out.
Yeah, but I was in Minnesota. Was I in Minnesota when?
Yeah.
Let's see. Classic rosters.
I don't know. I can't even.
Let's see. Leroy Horde.
Are you really?
53.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm just messing around. I don't know. I can't find it.
Oh. Really? See? Nah, I'm going to look. It just feels terrible.
I can't.
This is something Beast would do.
What?
Just look up your own rating?
Uh-huh.
I remember we found Romberg's one time. I think it was like an 80.
Oh, I got to be higher than Romberg.
That's just the way it goes?
Do you have to be, do you think?
Yeah.
Just has to
be. Have to be. Okay, wait.
This is great radio.
I agree.
I feel
like Mike Gesicki, 75, too high for the Dolphins.
Yeah?
Yep.
Is he going to have his own show on the station?
I don't know. We should. Gesicki yourself before you wreck yourself.
Really?
Yep.
We don't block texters here because I don't block, period.
I got to tell you, that was pretty good.
Give me some
point for Robbie.
Robbie's come back swinging.
That was pretty good.
How'd you do a Magnificent Seven, Robbie? Did you do one for yourself? Because we didn't do it last week.
That's right. No, I gave myself a 5 and 2. There was no Magnificent Seven.
Oh, man.
I was sitting on a lot of takes. So it was rough.
Was it hard?
Yeah, it was hard.
What was the number one take you wanted to get out in your time away?
Well, I mean, I got to be careful how I bring this up, but like you guys are going on the sales meetings, and you're going to talk about the U.S. Women's National Team. I had a point I wanted to make, but I couldn't make the point about, like, you know, you guys are talking about whether they deserve equal pay, and they probably do. But I did point out when I was listening, obviously I couldn't point it out over the air, that that the women's team, the tournament, the World Cup is not the same as the men's team World Cup, because the World Cup has 32 teams of the men, and the women's team only have 24, and there's some bad teams in that women's World Cup. I desperately wanted to point it out. I'm not saying they don't deserve equal pay, but I did want to point that out, but I couldn't.
You just wanted to hit a well, actually.
Hey,
yes.
I have a question. And this really bothered me.
I hope I don't get on Deadspin for bringing that up.
This really bothered me. There's a thing out there, a video of Rapinoe.
Megan Rapinoe giving an autograph.
Right.
Yeah.
And not paying attention. And well, so everybody's making
We don't even see the whole video. We just see her getting the ball.
But let me ask you a question. Like, are you telling me that every athlete that signs an autograph is supposed to be attentive and paying attention to everyone and engaging with every autograph that they sign? Because I'm going to tell you, after a football game, I do 25. I was one of the only people that signed, and I'm hosing them down, and I'm getting the hell up out of there.
Right.
If you got a problem with that, how about I don't sign none like everybody
else? I've seen you get hunted down in the Hard Rock,
right,
having to sign 50 things for one person.
Right.
And did it.
Right.
Not happily, but
like, I wasn't happy, but I did it. Like, again, so now there's a level. You have to be a certain way.
You got
to
be chipper.
Right. Get out of here.
And I remember when you gave that guy back his $35 he paid,
yes,
to go to the game?
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't even know that people wanted autographs anymore.
But it's just like, man, you can't win. You can't win. So if she wouldn't have signed it, she would have, we're out here to support women's soccer, and you didn't even sign an autograph.
Well, that is, though, man. This is what I was talking about last week. It's like people are actually going after Megan Rapinoe because she doesn't pay attention enough. Like, because
right,
why? Because you want to fit into your narrative that she's not a good representative for America, even though she just hosed down the entire world in soccer.
Right.
Just crushed everybody.
Right.
So you got to find anything you can do. I can find a little 5-second Instagram video, and this will fit my narrative of Megan Rapinoe, bad American. All right. Good for you.
Five down. Right.
Good for you, sir. Right.
And by the way, the point I was making was not to say that – the point I was making is that the tournaments – it was not their fault that the tournaments are the Women's World Cup is not the same as the men's as far as quality of teams. It might be FIFA's fault, but I just wanted to point that out there, that the tournaments that they play in are not the same, and it's much harder to qualify for the Men's World Cup than it is the Women's World Cup.
Nah, something tells me that even if it was harder, Robbie, the women would make it and the men wouldn't.
You might be right.
Something tells me. Just call me crazy, but somehow I feel like the men's team would
there
let
is,
us down,
there is a
and
point
the women's team would not.
There is a point that's being made across the country regarding both teams, is that there's no Latinas or Latinos represented on our soccer teams.
Really? There's no Hercules Gomez on the men's team anymore?
I don't believe so,
uh-huh,
which seems to be an issue. Since
is that a thing of like heritage? Like in the World Cup, are you allowed to go play with where your parents are from?
You can.
Because then we have a bunch of Germans playing for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of rules and that are make it easier to go play for other teams.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Nobody wants to be on the terrible American team.
Jeez.
For the men. I'm serious.
I mean, they are pretty bad.
I'm serious. Like, why is it that crazy to say? Like, should I go play for a team that actually is going to care and be good at this, or should I go play for America, who's terrible at this? Is it that wild to think about?
No.
I don't think I'm going on that much of a limb with that. I mean, in all honesty, but man, the Megan Rapinoe thing. Let's find whatever we can. She cursed during a speech. What a bad role model. Kick rocks, bro. Sharp ones and big ones.
I mean, we would have to dump that if, you know, she did that on our air.
I guess. I would call the FCC and say, hey, American pass. Give a pardon.
Her and Masvidal?
Yep. Jeez. Yep, the two best Americans of last week. Just throwing it out there.
Okay. Yeah.
We come back. Somebody has slandered Eric Spoelstra.
Ooh, yes.
I'm not happy about this. We'll get to that next.
That guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.